We just heard from David Kirkpatrick, who co-wrote yesterday's New York Times article on evangelicals and the Ivy League. The article focused on how a few affluent evangelicals are directing their attention and money at the Ivy League universities. One example the article offered was the Christian Union, which has centers for students from Brown, Cornell, and Princeton universities, and plans to establish centers at the five other Ivy League campuses. My guest, Matt Bennett, founded the group 3 years ago and is its president. He's the former director of the Campus Crusade for Christ at Princeton. He received his B.S. and M.B.A. from Cornell and his Master's of Divinity from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago. The Christian Union's website describes the group as a ministry with the mission of bringing honor to Jesus Christ at the eight Ivy League universities. Why did you create this group?
Having gone to Cornell myself and spending a lot of time at Princeton with Campus Crusade for Christ, and first of all, I developed such a heart for these people and such a care for them that they would understand and know how to know God and follow with Him and walk with Him. And another reason is the influence of these campuses. They're extraordinarily influential in our culture, yet they don't have the sort of Christian witness that other parts of the country do. Even though the campuses were founded by people with whom theologically I would be in absolute agreement with, the campuses now don't have much of that thought or representation on campus. And it makes me sort of sad, but it also makes me hopeful for what could be in the future. I think in some people's minds, they see evangelicalism as separate from intellectualism, but it hasn't been that like that historically in the United States, and doesn't have to be that way moving forward.
Do you want to change the campuses? Do you want to change the curriculum to more reflect your values as a Christian?
Well, I would say perhaps in part, a lot of the curriculum that happens doesn't directly hit Christian faith, like engineering or these other things. They're not such an overlap there. So, no, I would love to see more professors who are friendly to the Christian worldview and who would present it as a viable option in their classes. And in a number of situations, the view is so dismissed out of hand, it's not even considered. So we would like to see on these campuses in the relevant fields an openness and a discussion of the Christian worldview.
In a lot of public school systems now, there's a debate about whether evolution should be taught, whether it should be taught alongside what's been called now intelligent design or creationism. Do you think there should be a similar debate on the Ivy League campuses now?
I think the beauty and the ideal of any college campus is to have a variety of views to discuss and debate and go back through that. Our ministry doesn't have a particular view on that issue, and students and staff who work with us have a variety of views, from evolution to six-day creationism to intelligent design. But it needs to be taught and thought about. Unfortunately, at universities that are in many ways very liberal and open to a variety of opinions, some opinions are closed off, and that doesn't help anyone. The whole purpose of these is to pursue what's true and to find that out. And so we need an environment that allows for that.
I'm interested in hearing whether your larger goal would be to create, through groups like the Christian Union, an environment in which you and fellow Christians can talk about issues, ask each other questions, share experiences, all of that. Or do you want the Christian Union and other Christian groups, but we'll talk specifically about the Christian Union and its relationship to Ivy League campuses, to change others around you so that the world more conforms to your view of what it should be?
Oh yeah. I mean, both. Absolutely both. We want to see both happen. We want to. And it always has to be done with a sense of humility, because while we believe these things to be true, and I think the more society and a person knows who Jesus is, why he came and how to know him and his teachings, and I think everyone just agrees he was the most amazing man who ever lived, that the better our world is, more love and more solutions to social problems. But how that gets worked out, well, there's a lot of complexities to that, and some things can be clear and some not. But we definitely want to have that influence, and we definitely want people to have different views. But part of that is understanding that it's a Christian view to allow freedom of conscience on these things.
Do the members of the Christian Union proselytize on campus? And I don't mean have an open house and people are welcome to come. I mean hand out literature or stop people to talk about the faith?
Well, even that word, I don't like using proselytize because it has such a pejorative connotation. We do want to get
the... Do you prefer the word evangelize?
Yeah, evangelizing or share your beliefs or mm-hmm. make it known or these sorts of things. The ways we do it are the ones we mentioned in the Alpha course, the full-page advertisements in the newspaper, the handing out books on campus, Christian books and stuff like that.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. When we left off, we were talking with Matt Bennett, the founder of the Christian Union, an evangelical group that plans to establish centers at each of the Ivy League universities. Bennett lives in Princeton. His group currently has centers for students attending Princeton, Cornell, and Brown universities. Also joining us is Rachel Blair, a member of the Christian Union and a junior at Princeton University studying engineering and business. Earlier in our program, David Kirkpatrick talked about the article he co-wrote in yesterday's New York Times about the growing wealth and power of evangelical Christians and how a few affluent evangelicals are directing their attention and money at the Ivy League universities. Why did you want to join the Christian Union?
Well, before I came to Princeton, I had already developed a faith in Jesus Christ. And when I came, I became involved with a number of different groups on campus, but I also became involved in my schoolwork, joined the crew team, was involved in ROTC, eventually joined an eating club, which is like a co-ed fraternity or sorority at Princeton, and I became concerned with developing a Christian worldview and sort of what it meant to be in the world but not of it, so to speak. And Christian Union really seemed like the type of place that was interested in helping students develop that worldview and supporting them in doing all the various things on campus while being a Christian. It seemed to be unique in that way, and I was very encouraged by it. Also, our Bible studies were just another reason why I wanted to be a part of what was going on.
When you talk about being a part of the world but not of it.
In the world but not of it.
In the world but not of it. What do you mean by that?
I mean that I don't want to only have Christian friends. I don't want to, you know, close myself off from all the activities that are going on in the secular world. I want to be on a team, a sports team. I want to be in my eating club. I want to be engaged in my classes, even though I may not necessarily agree with all the things that are being expressed in those environments. I still want to, the idea of being a witness, of being a Christian and maintaining the same values that you have while being in the separate world.
Are there certain things on the campus that make you uncomfortable because they conflict with your values, but they're taken for granted as business as usual on campus?
Mm-hmm. There are a number of things. I'd say first, just to look at the mentality of success and what it means to have success, especially at an Ivy League campus. I know at Princeton, you're either driven to succeed financially, I'd say it's the highest pressure, or to become the head of a nonprofit organization. And I have, you know, at times thought maybe I wanted to go into Christian youth ministry, and I'm not exactly sure what I want to do after I graduate, but I know that I don't want to be driven just by making a lot of money or gaining a high position in something. I would like my life to have more of a spiritual aspect in that. Also, I think that being in an eating club or, you know, part of the social scene at Princeton is challenging. I know for myself and for a lot of Christians, and I'm sure this is the same for Christians all across universities and colleges, just because the culture, the youth culture, you're sort of called to act differently. I also think academically that I've noticed a bit of hostility towards a range of reactions from professors and teaching assistants. But oftentimes, if you express a view in believing in God and especially faith in Jesus Christ, that somehow you're feeble-minded, that you're not intellectual. the most common label I get is being closed-minded, but I sort of, you know, come back with the response that it's not that I'm being closed-minded. I recognize the other views out there, and I've evaluated them all, but I just find what I believe to be the truth.
Campuses are very multicultural. You have people mm-hmm. of every race, religion, many different countries represented, and with the help of grants, different socioeconomic groups, even at the very expense of colleges like the Ivy Leagues.
Right.
And, it, you know, as I say, very multicultural, and as part of that diversity, there's gay groups on campus, probably a lot of gay students, but specifically gay groups. What is it like coexisting on the campus with probably a pretty sizable gay population who is probably pretty out, and with gay groups that are founded around gay activity, gay culture, gay themes?
You know, I want to comment on that. Maybe you would like to too. But I, you know, the view from the Bible is that sex between same-sex people is wrong, and so is sex between anyone outside the context of marriage. And if you look at a college campus, the bigger issues are obviously the heterosexual sex between people who are not married. And so when we look at that and that our values are different, we have to kind of interact in that in a way where we advocate our views, explain why, respect when people disagree, and hopefully that'll be done the same back.
Rachel, what's your reaction been to being in a multicultural campus, interacting in a campus where I assume there's gay groups and a large gay population?
Well, I sort of have a unique experience, I feel, in that I have multiple friends who are gay, and they know my beliefs, but they also know that I don't believe in sex before marriage, period. They know that I don't think that there's – I'm not afraid to be friends with them. You know, we have dinner together. We hang out. It's not something that prevents me from being friends with them because, you know, I have a lot of friends who believe things that I don't, and it doesn't it hasn't really proved a problem for me. I'd say that the larger problem is just that there is a pressure to admit – that, you know, you have to profess that homosexuality, you know, is fine, and that, you know, the tolerance that's promoted on Ivy League campuses. I'd say that's the hardest thing is just saying, being comfortable saying, well, I don't think the practice of it is right, but that doesn't affect my view of people and who they are.
You know, I think a lot of people grow up with stereotypes about mm-hmm. people who are unlike them, about people who don't live in their neighborhood. And then you go to college or you go into the army or you move to another city and suddenly you meet the people who aren't mm-hmm. like you, who you had stereotypes about, and you are usually forced to rechange your opinion mm-hmm. based on the reality. For some people, that means doing away with the image they had before, being more open-minded about those people and less hostile, less prejudicial. And I'm wondering if you feel like being on a campus, you know, you probably disagree with what you think is the assumption here, which is you know, a prejudice against homosexuality. But I'm wondering if, like, having gay friends, for instance, Rachel, does it make you really think, well, maybe this – I have friends who are decent people and engaging in gay relationships. Maybe it's really not so horrible. Maybe it's a really human, decent expression of love and commitment.
Yes. I have thought those things. I've considered all the options. You know, it has made me, especially a couple friendships, it's been really challenging for me. But ultimately, what I've had to come back to is I sort of take the Bible for what it is. I can't pick and choose what I believe from it because then it becomes meaningless. So I have to just believe that this God's plan is intended between marriage for man and a woman. So that is ultimately what I believe. And then I am able to reconcile that with, you know, having gay friends, because I believe that we're all sinners and that Jesus Christ is the answer.
Rachel, how do you, as a Christian student, and Matt, how do you, as the head of the Christian Union, deal with drinking on campus, sexual relations on campus? I mean, obviously, you don't have to partake in that, but it's something that's just kind of in the atmosphere. It's for a lot of people part of what college is about. Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
Well, I know that it can be really challenging. Well, it was really challenging for me my freshman year. You know, I drank and partied and just wanted to have a good time, and this is what college is about. But after about 6 or 7 months, I just realized that it wasn't fulfilling for me, and that there was something more out there, and that it made me feel bad about myself. And that's maybe why the Bible said we shouldn't do it, because it's not good for us. And I sort of had to come to that realization the hard way. But there's a couple of different ways in which I deal with it. I think that I'm pretty honest with some of my Christian friends about if I disagree with their behavior. I sort of tell them that I don't think what they're doing is right, as many friends have done for me. And I would hope that they would do for me, that would point out things that they don't think is in line with what I say I believe. And in terms of my non-Christian friends, you know, they think it's kind of fun, actually. They think it's kind of fun when I don't drink, and they kind of make a joke out of it. And, you know, I'm their designated driver. So I have a useful function for them. But that's sort of how I reconcile it.
Rachel, there are, within the larger Christian evangelical movement, there are groups that had felt very strongly, and I don't know if they're still at the forefront of the movement or not, but they had been at the forefront of the movement, who felt that, like, a woman's place is in the home. Women should be traditional mothers, homemakers. The man is the head of the household. Hearing you speak, my guess would be that you don't agree with that, but has that put you at odds with part of the Christian evangelical movement in the present or historically? Has it made you think about things like that?
You know, I have been thinking about, especially recently, I've been thinking about those things. And as I'm thinking about going off and graduating, getting a job and maybe starting a family eventually, what it would look like, what my role would be as a wife and mother. There's the passages in the Bible, and we have to figure out what that means. And sort of the conclusion that I've come to is that it means that we do have different roles. Like, I, you know, am meant for childbearing. But I don't think that it means that I'm not supposed to have a career, or that I'm supposed to stay at home, or that I'm supposed to, you know, strictly serve my husband. I think that I'm supposed to serve my husband, and that he's also supposed to serve me. But just in different ways. It's a matter of different roles. And, you know, being at Princeton, it hasn't been too much of a problem for me. If anything, I've been more on the conservative side of things, because there is, you know, a strong feminist movement. But, you know, I don't see myself. I think that God has a plan for me and for all women, and that he wants to do amazing things. And, you know, I'm willing to accept if that means just being a mother, but I foresee having a career and being a mother.
Matt, how would you compare the Christian Union with Jewish, Catholic, and liberal Protestant groups on campus?
I would say we, you know, the heart of the difference, of course, is our theological beliefs. I mean, not so different from the Catholics, very similar. But from the other groups, who Jesus is, why he came, and the implications of that for our lives, and teaching that's the heart of what we do, and the differences. I'd say we're probably also more interested in spreading those views among people. Some organizations are content to have kind of nurture their own, if you know what I mean. And we do that, but also want to make the message of Christ known to everyone.
Do you think that that bothers other students? For instance, do you think Jewish students see somebody from the Christian Union walking by and think, yeah, if they had their way, they'd convert me? They think that I'm wrong in my faith and that I can't possibly, you know, go to heaven or whatever because I'm not born again. That only born again people have the one way, the right way, and the path to heaven.
Yes, I think it bothers some people. And I think part of our challenge is to communicate what we think is true, that Jesus Christ is the way to heaven and the only way to heaven, but in a way that they don't feel that way because we don't look down on them. We love them.
But that gets to the question, again, of living in a multicultural environment like a campus.
Mm-hmm.
To be in a multicultural environment and to believe so strongly that you have the right way, not only for yourself but for everybody, and that if everybody else were wiser, they'd be following your way. And in the meantime, they are living in an imperfect and wrong religion or an imperfect and wrong view of the world because they're secular.
True, but you know, if you think about applying that not just to the aspect of religion or evangelical Christianity, that's what we do in every aspect of our lives. Let's say, for instance, you are an avid Democrat, or you believe in some sort of child programs that'll help alleviate, you know, poverty. Well, the reason you believe it is that you want, you think it's a good thing, and you want everyone to believe it. Not that they're evil people if they don't believe it. You think society is better, people will be benefited because of it. But every belief we have just about with people is we think is the right one, and this always needs to be held in a spirit of humility. But to do society better and to help others.
I want to thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's been an honor.
Matt Bennett is the founder of the Christian Union, an evangelical group for Ivy League students. He lives in Princeton. Rachel Blair is a junior at Princeton University and a member of the Christian Union.